From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Pressure mounts on Guyana's President Desmond Hoyt to call off the scheduled December 16th elections. Trinidad and Tobago joins Belize in agreeing to take in Haitian refugees, and a British Labour Party MP promises to pressure Geest into better marketing of Windward Islands bananas. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A high-level Guyana government delegation today met with former U.S. President Jimmy Carter in Atlanta, Georgia. The delegation, led by Deputy Prime Minister Winston Murray, held discussions on the controversial preparations for the December 16th poll. Dr. Robert Pastor of the Carter Center, who attended the meeting, told Caribbean Report that the talks were fruitful, but he declined to give details. It seems clear, though, that the Carter Center remains optimistic about the chances of President Hoyt postponing the election until a clean voters list can be produced. And the pressure to force Guyana's President Hoyt to delay the elections was stepped up today by Canada. Sharif Khan reports from Georgetown that the Canadian government has apparently warned Guyana that it faces serious consequences if the poll is fraudulent.